In the parking lot of the downtown Des Moines bar El Bait Shop, engines are revving up from 10 small three-wheeled vehicles called a tuk-tuk. Matthew Smith is the organizer of this race, and at the starting line, he talks to each driver.
We're going to the sculpture park. Just follow everybody else, right? Your guy's job, you gotta find yourself a teddy bear.
Every team needs to bring back a different object located 1 or 2 miles away in the first of 5 challenges. Smith says he is basing the tuk-tuk goose competition after similar events in other countries.
It's a kinetic art project on 3 wheels, done in the style of a scavenger hunt, as if Hunter S. Thompson was driving it. It's a race, it's an art project, it's a restoration project, and it's a hell of a lot of fun.
These vehicles are West Coaster Mailsters and Cushman Trucksters that were once used as a maintenance truck, or for mail delivery, or for traffic ticket enforcement. This year, Smith bought around 20 non-functioning tuk-tuks and arranged to have them restored. He sold one of them to Ryan Roisch from the two-man team Mighty Tonka Tuk. Roisch and his partner are driving a yellow-painted former garbage collector tuk-tuk, and they are the first team to return from the opening challenge.
It takes some getting used to driving these because most of them have like the 3-on-the-tree stick shift. So you have to kind of be careful and pay attention to what you're doing. But I just happened to find the thing that I was supposed to be looking for. So we got pretty lucky.
Instead of buying, most teams are sponsoring a tuk-tuk, which means they can use a vehicle for this race. Some of these tuk-tuks are breaking down.
Those points are barely opening. I mean, barely.
If you put it in third and bump it, you can get
Rob Woodard is the head mechanic for Tuk-Tuk Goose and says the newest of these vehicles is 30 years old, and they've only recently been rescued from dilapidating conditions.
Most of the ones you see folks driving today are somebody's labor of love. We had like 3 months for 12 vehicles total. Which, if you count it by the days, most folks take 6 months to a year and a half to do a restoration. We essentially did a patch job. And hopefully we will learn from our lesson, and next year we can do it a bit better.
While a blues band plays, the final challenge is issued based on a clue: be the first team to find the empty golden keg of beer. 15 minutes later, Team Mighty Tonka Tuk returns holding the golden keg above their head, giving them enough points to come in first place. The inaugural Tuk-Tuk Goose Race is over, and organizer Matthew Smith says he lost money putting on this event.
From everybody I've talked to who puts on events professionally, they say you usually lose money in a first-time event. And so it's a loss leader that you do because you have a vision, and you hope that vision is something that people rally behind. And it's something that can add flavor and add fun to the community that you live in. If this can be a way to showcase that and hang out with those people, I'm cool. That's all I really want.
Smith's full-time job is in the real estate industry, but says he wants to create another Tuk-Tuk Challenge next year. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.